Welcome back to the Experience Bros Radio Show. Listen, if you are tall and blonde online, you need to listen.
You know what? Actually, you know, we're going to talk to our experts who wrote the book, The Mirror Effect, More Than Soulmates. But you said tall. You're tall. Yeah. You said blonde. Mm-hmm. I think at one point you did dye your hair blonde. So you might be having more of that mirror effect than you think. Mm-hmm. You've heard about online dating. Does it really work? Well, we've got actually, there are a couple who are going to talk about online dating. They did write the book, The Mirror Effect, More Than Soulmates, 6 Steps to Finding Your Magical Match Using Online
Dating.
Only 6 steps? There's only 6 steps. Oh. Troy Pummel, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
And Judy Day, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Very nice to have both of you. All right, so I'm your resident single guy. I am your target market. Online dating, really?
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely. I mean, where else can you find a million other people looking for the same thing you are?
Brother, that sounds like a meat market.
But it all depends on the way you approach it. It's just like Angel was saying, if you approach it from a quality perspective than a quantity perspective, that changes the whole game.
Okay, so Judy, can you find, because, you know, we're so much better online, you know, cuter, faster, sexier online. Can you actually find that deep, soulful love? Are people really looking for that online, Judy?
Or just a quick hookup?
Well, you know, I think they're looking for both. And I think it really comes down to what you're looking for and the filters that you put up so that you attract and you only allow in the people who are looking for what you're looking for.
Okay, so Judy, isn't it kind of tacky to say, look, I'm just looking for a hookup? And isn't it off-putting to say I'm looking for deep commitment and love? I mean, doesn't that scare people off? So, you know, how do you play the middle? Because isn't that where most people want you to be?
Well, I think you actually don't want to play the middle. And one of the great stories is the way that I met the love of my life is by doing exactly what you first said. My online profile said, not for the faint of heart, that I'm looking for a deep, committed relationship of intimacy and closeness and somebody to build a life with, of deep love. And it was kind of scary because I didn't market myself. I didn't try to be cute. I tried to be who I really am inside. And while all of my girlfriends were getting hundreds of, you know, responses and they were getting all this ego boost and feeling great about themselves, I had 3 or 4 responses in 4 months.
But I only needed one.
Troy, was
he one of those?
He was one of those.
Oh,
yeah.
He won, and I won, too.
That wasn't in the notes. All right. So, Troy, she mentioned filtering, and I guess I now understand a little better about that. I'm 5 years post-divorce after a 23-year marriage, and while I don't know how yet to put into words what I do want, I can very well articulate what I do not want.
Well, that's a good start. And certainly, you know, that's part of the filter.
Yeah.
The other part of the filter is who you are deep inside. I mean, if you're really looking for something, then that's the thing you want to put forward so that people can recognize that and then come to you with that in mind.
All right, but now hold on for just a second. Forgive me for playing both sides of the fence here. The internet is full of stories of things that if you don't want your grandma to read over the interstate on a huge banner, you never want to put out there. And you're talking about the most vulnerable, deep things about my emotional state, my personal state. Really?
Yeah. That's absolutely right. I mean, if you want a soul connection, if you really want deep love, how is somebody going to find that in you unless you reveal it? Right, how are they going to see beyond the walls that you create and find that deep connection unless you let them see inside?
And one thing I think that is true is that vulnerability is actually a strength. It's not a weakness. And I think that's something in our society that we need to shift over to.
I agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Judy, does it matter which dating site that you use? Or, you know, are they kind of just...
What's up with this Tinder thing?
Oh, yes. The Kardashians of online dating.
Oh, that's the other side of the thing. Never mind. Forget them. Does it matter?
Well, you know, we, of course, would say that Magical Matches, our new online dating site, is the best because it uses the mirror effect and the 6 steps. But actually, you can really use most online dating sites and our process to get the results that you need.
All right. Okay, so Troy, some tips of things we should not be doing when we're setting up or getting ready for our online dating profile or even the whole process of it.
Well, I think the first thing is don't use your online profile as a marketing tool. Don't market. Use it as a filter. Use it to separate the millions of people in the online pool down to your own personal pool from which to select. And then you can move forward in that process of continuing to filter. Listen for the right responses and communications that tell you that something, some connection is already there with a person. You're looking for a person that you already know, not something you're going to build.
Mm. Oh, that's good advice. And then, Judy, what if I find someone? But like many roads in a metro area, it seems to be a one-way street. You know, my love is unrequited. There's no immediate chemistry. But, wow, I think she's the one. What do I do?
Well, look again, because it needs to be a two-way street. And you know what? There is, I believe, a two-way street out there for everybody. And what we're really trying to help people do is be smarter about their search and really not get stuck on the person who's having the unrequited love, because that's obviously not the person for you, and there is the right person out there.
You know, I've heard many people say that there is the perfect person out there. Let's be honest. There's probably a dozen, 200 perfect people out there for you.
Absolutely.
You bet.
You only need one, though.
All right.
At least in our world.
We yeah, well, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not going there.
Right. Okay, so you guys wrote the book, The Mirror Effect, More Than Soulmates, 6 Steps to Finding Your Magical Match Using Online Dating. What is that first step?
First step is mirror profile. It's creating that profile that really is the mirror of who you are deep inside, so that when people read it, they can identify with it.
And is this where we tie in opposites attract?
Yeah, and then they kill each other.
Yep, okay. Well, as long as we understand the last chapter.
Yeah, we like to say that people marry for their similarities, but they divorce because of their differences.
You know, I've said this for years. The things that attract you in the beginning, which are the opposite, are the things that drive you crazy later on. And so you'll probably end up having book number 2 of how to keep that mirror and that marriage, that relationship
7 years
strong.
Bad luck.
Once you have found love, the book is The Mirror Effect, More Than Soulmates. Where do we get a copy?
Amazon.com and bookstores across the country.
And for all those getting ready to join an online dating site, with Magical Match?
MagicalMatches.com.
MagicalMatches.com. Light up the fire of Magical Matches. Nice. Judy, Troy, thank you so very much. We're so grateful for your time with us today.
Thank you.
It was great.